Well, folks, the National Weather Service in all three of our jurisdictions, St. Louis, Kansas City, which is Pleasant Hill, and Springfield, warning about severe thunderstorms today. And we're speaking, this is Brian House, we're speaking with Kyle Perez. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield. We're talking with Kyle because their map has just come up here within the last 30 minutes, and it shows a really big chunk of the state of Missouri. We have tons of affiliates in those areas, Jeff City, Clinton, Nevada, Springfield, Lebanon, among others, are at enhanced risk today for storms. Kyle, appreciate your time. Walk us through what we can expect to see today across the state in these areas in the time frame.
Yeah, first off, I just want to start by thank you for having me on here today. And just quick note that enhanced risk actually means that numerous severe storms are possible across the area. And there's also potential that some of those can be more persistent and widespread with a few really intense thunderstorms. The main threats we are looking at across the region today include hail up to the size of 2 inches in diameter, damaging wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, and even some isolated tornadoes possible across the region, especially across far southwest Missouri.
In terms of the isolated tornadoes, you're not expecting a big tornado outbreak, but when we say isolated, we're probably talking smaller tornadoes if they pop up.
Yeah, generally these the initial thunderstorms that will develop will be supercells. So those actually will have the capability of producing a little bit stronger tornadoes generally. But then there's also going to be the potential for, once it forms into a squall line, for it to continue to produce tornadoes, and generally weak tornadoes at that.
What's Kyle, a couple quick questions. I know you're super busy. What's the time frame we're looking at right now for some of the towns that you're talking about this supercell, potentially supercell, and some of these storms, possible tornadoes?
Yeah, so generally we're going to see those storms initiate to our west out across portions of east central Kansas and spread into portions of southeast Kansas and southwest Missouri, west central Missouri. Generally between the 4 to 7 p.m. time frame is when we're going to see that initiation and development of the initial thunderstorms. And then we expect that to kind of develop into more of a squall line as it develops and progresses further to the east. So then once we get more into the 6 to 9 p.m. time frame, we're generally talking about points around Springfield, Branson, up through Osage Beach, and even into the Jeff City area. Is going to be in that 6 to 9 p.m. time frame, and then points east after that into the 10 p.m. time frame.
Gotcha. So fair to say far southwest Missouri sometime after 4 o'clock, and then make sure I'm hearing you right, and then places like Jeff City, we'll start with Springfield, Branson, West Plains, Lebanon, maybe up to Jeff City in the 6 to 9 p.m. range, ballpark.
That is correct.
Real quickly, I know you're focused on Springfield, but other parts of the state, including far north Missouri, they have the potential of some storms as well.
Yeah, this is quite a large system that is actually going through the mid-Mississippi Valley, and it's bringing the severe potential to a large portion of the central part of the United States through today. And that risk is not just across portions of Oklahoma and southwest Missouri, and it extends much further up in to the upper Mississippi Valley, where the warm air has actually pushed further across that area.
Anything you want to add, sir?
Just wanted to make sure that people keep in mind that they have multiple ways of receiving warnings, and that they are able to take the proper precautions and actions when needed when a warning is placed for their area.